name is Chase, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is 8/26/24. I have a sponsor. I'm available to sponsor others. I'll be in the back if you want to come talk to me afterwards. And I have a home group, and that home group is YPG here tonight. And this home group means a lot to me. It's changed the trajectory of my sobriety and my life. I can't express what a lot of people in this room have done for me. The other night when I had this watch party, there was like 20-something people at this house. Just showing their love for me and how proud of me that they were. And my mom put it this way, my mom's here tonight, and she's like, I'm so excited to come celebrate with you, with your extended family. And that's like what a lot of people here have come to me. And the guy that's going to speak for me tonight is my sponsor. His name's Connor. And I met him here at this meeting. A couple guys sitting here a couple rows back found me at another meeting that was really small. Could tell I looked like squirrely and brought me here a couple days later. Introduced me to a lot of people, and I met this guy, Connor, and he said, what's your plan? And I said, I'm not really sure. I'm just kind of shopping around. And he said, well, how about you call me tomorrow? And so I called him the next day, and we talked, and then I asked him to be my sponsor. And he took me through these steps, and man, I got a lot of freedom from a lot of the things that you have to do in these steps. And this guy's become more than a sponsor to me. He's become a really good friend to me. Call him all the time. I see him all the time. I went skydiving with this guy like a week ago. You know, I've done like races with this guy, and I don't know, he's just done a lot for me. He's helped take my hand and put it into the hand of God's, which is my higher power. It's just what I choose to call it. Don't let it scare you away from this program. Don't let it like make you run from the fucking beautiful life that you could have. And so with that, I'm going to bring up Connor.
Hey guys, I'm Connor. I'm an alcoholic. Kind of feels weird to get gassed up during a celebration, but I don't know. I'm just helpful to. I'm happy to help. I'm glad I helped Chase. You know, and it's nothing. It doesn't make me special or anything. You know, I'm simply just sponsoring the way I was sponsored and giving back the gifts that I received by getting a sponsor, staying sober, working the 12 steps, relinquishing control. And, you know, I've tried to teach my sponsees how to do that. And I'm just so grateful that Chase has a life he has today. And, you know, you guys can see it. I'd never seen a standing ovation round of applause that lasted that long at this meeting. And I don't know where he is, but Chase, I'm just so happy for you, man. I guess this is the part where I talk about myself, so I'll start talking about myself, my favorite part. So my name's Connor, I'm an alcoholic, and my sobriety date is September 7th of 2021, so I'm actually coming up on 4 years pretty soon. And what it was like, you know, I had everything that was afforded to me. I had wealthy parents. I lived in a gated neighborhood back in Atlanta. Everything was paid for. I could do whatever I wanted if I simply just asked. My mom was like a part of the where like the parents are a part of the sport team, but they're boosters. Maybe. It feels wrong. But anyways, I just remember, like, my mom was, like, on the board or whatever of the swim team and my brother's baseball team at the school. And, like, I just remember, like, feeling, like, no gratitude growing up. And that's, like, my mentality that I had for most of my early childhood or early adulthood, was just like not being grateful for anything, just expected to be handed things, expected to be provided for, not doing any of the work myself. I expected to have a car, college paid for, and I'm going so deep into this because, you know, I've just learned how to have so much gratitude in this program, and it's on a completely another level than I've ever experienced in my life or ever even heard of. And the beauty of this program is we don't talk about that with everyone. We get to kind of keep it a secret. And it's just so crazy to me that, like, a hopeless drunk like me gets to have an amazing, grateful life today. And I don't think a lot of people grow up that as grateful as I am today. So anyways, I talked about my childhood a little bit. That's what it was like. My parents were very strict. My dad was in the Marine Corps, and he was a drunk. And my mom was kind of like, you know, Mrs. Fix-It, trying to hold the family together, run the family business. Thanks. And like, you know, meanwhile, like, parent my brother and I, while my dad was just like getting drunk and on not sabbatical, on severance at work, and like not working all that much. And my mom was under a lot of stress, and like I just didn't really care. I was like, whatever, like I'm supposed to be going to college soon, and like that was paid for. And I got to college and I just wasn't grateful for anything. I passed all my classes. I mean, I know I had to do that or else the consequences were going to be bad. But immediately alcoholism started running rampant and quickly escalated to not only alcohol but blackout drinking and drugs. And you know, before I knew it, I became a full-blown alcoholic, and I couldn't believe where my life had taken me. I thought I was supposed to have things like, I thought I was supposed to have a nice job or, like, I don't know, a pathway to a Lamborghini. I thought these things were just supposed to, like, happen for me because that's what my life was like early on. And I quickly realized that, like, I needed to make something of myself. So I thought that options trading was a good idea, and so now I'm blackout drinking every night, and I'm waking up to the market, you know, fully leveraged, ready to trade options. And if that's all, like, too big of words for everyone, it basically means that I was recklessly gambling in the stock market every day. And, you know, and before I knew it, like, my college career had nothing going for me. All I had was this, like, pack of friends that has, you know, slowly vanished in my life. And I remember I was living with my my grandpa and my cat, and he, like, made this guest room my room. And I was just, like, living in his beach condo in Clearwater. But I was like, it's got to be, like, my room, and it's got to be my personality. So, like, I had this, like, super trippy, like, comforter that was, like, red and blue and yellow, and it had swirls on it. And, like, meanwhile, it's, like, a marble white, like, beach condo with this alcoholic, drug addict, you know, pattern on it. And I just had, like, nothing going for me. And every day I started to wake up. My drinking gets worse and worse and worse, and I start to wake up with the shakes, and I'm trying to eat my food, and my grandpa's got, like, this old ceramic silverware. So I'm trying to eat my food, and it's, like, on the plate every morning. And he's like, have you found a job yet? No. And meanwhile, I'm still shaking, trying to eat my food. And I'm getting to the point where I'm like, Grandpa, you just need to shut up, dude. Like, this is rough. And, you know, I had nothing going for me at this time in my life. Like, college came to an end. I wasn't focused on getting a job. I was still being provided for. And my grandpa would ask me every day, are you getting a job? No. And eventually what led to is that led to me going to the hospital, not for the first time that year, but for the fourth time in 1 year, due to alcohol and drugs. And this last time, my mom was fed up with me. My mom was... you know, she was like, either you're going into rehab or you're getting cut off. And, you know, for person like myself, I was like, well, I have no idea what I'm doing, so I guess I'll try. I guess I'll try this whole rehab thing out, because I know if I'm one day on my own, I'm screwed. And so I go to rehab. My mom comes with the suitcase, and she's like, "You're gonna do great." And I'm like, "Give me the suitcase," you know, just like not grateful. And what that led to is that led to me meeting my sponsor, led to me going to Turning Point, led to me relinquishing control of my life, putting it in the hands of another man of Alcoholics Anonymous, and finally just like not doing what I want to do. Not saying that I didn't want to do what I wanted to do anymore, I just wasn't doing it anymore. I was calling my sponsor, I was telling on myself, I was calling guys and asking for advice. The therapist was like, "Hey, we think we need Connor to do 60 days. And I was like, "Guys, I don't think that bad. I don't think I need the whole 60 days. And my mom was like, "Whatever you need, just do it." And I was like, "Of course, man." And so, you know, she does another 30 days. And I'm so grateful that I got that, because if you let me out at 30 days, I probably would have been screwed. But like, at the same time, like, even though I didn't want to do another 30 days, I'm grateful. You know, it was God doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. You know, with that, finding myself a sponsor, thanks. And just meeting guys in the fellowship. And then, of course, they're like, "You know, we think you should go to sober living." And I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. I got a, you know, room at the beach condo. I think I don't want to pass up on that." And they were like, "You're going to sober living." And I was like, "Okay, whatever, I'll do it." And then that ended up being a blessing in disguise and got me super plugged into Alcoholics Anonymous even more. I was around a great fellowship of guys that I was in rehab with. And, you know, before I know it, you know, I go from being ungrateful for anything to, you know, working a serving job that I thought was bullshit. But, you know, it was kind of the first stepping stone for me to become independent in my life. And, you know, I'm working this job full time. I got four guys in my car, all smoking cigarettes, on our way to meetings. I'm going to probably 20 meetings a week because it's the only thing I've found that, like, makes me feel comfortable. And, you know, really just kind of did the work. I did the steps. I called my sponsor. I did the things I didn't want to do, you know, and I truly was like brought to God from my sponsor. And, you know, I was very anti-Christian, and, you know, he didn't give me any bullshit. He just showed me how to become a religious man without any religious teachings other than the AA book. And I just couldn't be more grateful. Because I would give the middle finger to God. I thought it was bullshit. I thought church was bullshit. I thought the Bible was too old. I thought it was like magical fairy tale bullshit. And I just didn't believe any of it. And then, you know, I'm reading We Agnostics and I'm like, "Oh, well, you know, I guess people did make it to the moon, you know?" So, and then I really kind of like, I'm kind of flip-flopping back and forth, but like when I was in rehab, my sponsor explained the book to me, and or at least told me to say a prayer. And I was reading the book at the time, and my sponsor told me to say this prayer. And I got on my bed and I said the prayer, and you know, it hit me like a lightning bolt, like the man in the book in We Agnostics. You know, it hit me where I was like, "Wow, like, how have I been doubting God my whole life? And like, how have I been so lost my whole life? And like, I don't even know what God is, but like, I did enough mushrooms to where I think I can conceive a picture of God." So, you know, it worked for me, right? And it's not, I didn't really have to be told anything. All that had to be done was like, the mirror was flipped back on me and it was like, "Dude, look how much you're fucking up your life. You know, things aren't going well for you right now. I think it's time for you to shut up and listen." And that's what I did. And, you know, like I said, before I knew it, I had plenty of service commitments. I was in plenty of meetings. I was golfing with the guys. I was golfing with the old timers. I was, deep in my steps, started sponsoring people, started managing the halfway house. Eventually, my job at the sushi restaurant wasn't kicking anymore. And my grand sponsor was like, man, you just need a daytime job. You can't be working nights, you know, because my time for my meetings is at 8 p.m. every night. And I was like, well, brother, I'm working till 10, so, you know, I do what I can. And he was like, you need a schedule. And I was like, all right, so a man here helped me with the job, and I took a 50% pay cut, and I was surprisingly happy with my life. It was crazy. Eventually, money didn't really, like, provide me the happiness I was craving anymore. All I needed was some security in my life and more AA. And, I've done everything. Well, I've done about 85% of the things that I've been told to do in this program, because no one's perfect. And, I don't know, I try to help people, but I'm not the best AA. And, I think that's all I got to share. Chase is good sobriety. We went through the steps very well. I believe I taught him everything I know about being an AA, and this guy's got it. You know, I'm really proud of Chase. I've never ever seen a round of applause like that, and I'm just very grateful that that this guy got it. You know what I mean? We see so many people in these rooms that just don't get it, or like can't get over themselves, or like don't want to lose like their charm or whatever bullshit they tell themselves. And like, you know, I was saying that his watch party the other night, I had to give a speech, and I was like, this guy, like everything I would say to him, he just said, okay. You know, I was like, call me tomorrow. And he actually did it. And, we did the steps, and I was like, you know, now say your prayer. And he was like, all right, are you saying your prayers? Yes. Do the steps. Can you do your four step? Yeah. It took him like, I don't know, only a month. It took me 4 months, you know, I had 1 month to do it, and all of a sudden it was every 2 weeks. Oh, I'm not done with it, man. I'm not done with it, man. I'm not done with it. And this guy just had it done. And, we just gone through the steps, fast, but not like too quick to where like he was pressured to do anything. It's just, it was the nature that I was taking through the steps, and he finished the steps like 6 months faster than I did. And it's because this guy doesn't give a fuck. Like, he'll just do it. And, for someone like me, I like just kept fighting and kept fighting and kept fighting. But luckily today, like, my life is just in another world. That's all I got. Thanks for letting me share. Appreciate it.